Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be checking out MetaHuman, you know, for making those crazy realistic digital characters.
They are pretty wild.
We've got David Bittorf's YouTube tutorial ready to go, plus a bunch of info from the Unreal Engine website. So
sounds like we're going all in.
Yeah, let's do it. By the end of this thing, you'll be like, digital humans, I can make them in my sleep.
Well, maybe not that easy.
Okay, maybe not that easy. But seriously, creating lifelike characters is becoming so much more accessible, and that's what we're going to unpack today.
It really is amazing how the technology is evolving, right? You don't need a Hollywood studio anymore to bring these digital people to life.
Exactly. So MetaHuman, it's all about creating these hyper-realistic digital humans, but it's specifically designed for use with Unreal Engine, right?
Yeah, think of Unreal Engine as the stage where these MetaHumans come to life.
The digital playground for our digital people.
Exactly. And what's cool is Unreal Engine is used for way more than just games. We're talking simulations, film, you name it.
So MetaHuman gives you the tools, the building blocks to create these characters, and then Unreal Engine is where you actually put them into action.
You got it. And there are a couple ways to go about it. You can start with a pre-designed character, they call them presets, and customize it to your liking.
Yeah. Don't leave me hanging.
Or you can use this really cool feature called Mesh to MetaHuman. This is huge for people who already have their own 3D models they've created.
So, like, if you've got this awesome character design you've been working on, you don't have to start from scratch.
Nope. You can use Mesh to MetaHuman to transform it, give it that extra layer of realism that MetaHuman's known for.
That's amazing. And then, of course, you need to bring those characters to life, give them movement and personality.
Right. And that's where animation comes in.
Which sounds incredibly complicated.
It can be. But MetaHuman has a tool called MetaHuman Animator that makes it way more user-friendly than you might think.
Okay, break it down for me. How does this animator thing work?
Basically, it lets you capture your own movements, like your facial expressions, and translate those onto your MetaHuman.
Wait, hold on. So I can, like, make a funny face and my MetaHuman will copy me?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's incredible, right? And you don't even need a fancy motion capture studio.
You're kidding. Tell me more.
You can get really good results with just an iPhone 12 or newer.
Whoa. Technology is nuts. So, let me get this straight. I can create a character, map my own movements onto it using my phone.
You got it.
And it'll all work seamlessly with Unreal Engine. But what about customizing the look of these MetaHumans? Like, can I really fine-tune the details?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things that makes MetaHumans so powerful. You have a ton of control over every little detail.
So we're talking, like, facial features, skin tones, hairstyles.
Yeah, all of that. You can adjust the eyes, the nose, the mouth, everything. And what I think is really cool is that a lot of these MetaHuman presets, they're based on real people, right?
Yeah, like 3D scans.
Exactly. They've scanned real people to capture all those tiny details that make us human. So when you're customizing your MetaHuman, you're starting with a foundation that's already incredibly realistic.
That's amazing. Okay, this all sounds incredible, but there's got to be a catch. Is it, like, crazy expensive to use?
That's the best part. If you're working on an Unreal Engine project, MetaHuman is totally free to use.
No way, really. For real.
Yep. All the presets, the tools, everything. They want to make this technology available to everyone.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, I have a ton more questions, but I think we should probably take a quick break and then dive back in.
It really is mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
No kidding. I mean, we've talked about games, but you could use this technology for so many things. Like, imagine creating super realistic training simulations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, for medical students or pilots.
Exactly. Or even for things like, I don't know, training people how to handle difficult customer service situations.
Yeah. Right. The applications for something like that are huge. And think about film. Instead of hiring a whole bunch of extras, you could create a crowd scene with MetaHumans.
And it wouldn't look all, like, fake and computer-generated?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It would look totally real.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild. And the thing is, we're only just starting to scratch the surface of what's possible. As this technology keeps evolving, who knows what we'll be able to create?
I'm kind of curious about the technical side of things, though. Like, I get the whole creating characters and animating them, but how do you actually bring those characters into, like, a virtual environment?
Oh, good question. That's where things like the Unreal Engine Marketplace come in.
Okay, so Unreal Engine Marketplace, that's like, what, a store for digital stuff?
Kind of. It's a place where you can find all sorts of pre-made assets for Unreal Engine. So think like 3D models of buildings, furniture, trees, anything you'd need to build out a virtual world.
So instead of having to create every single thing from scratch.
Exactly. You can grab assets from the marketplace and save yourself a ton of time.
That's actually really smart. Okay, so say I've got my MetaHuman character. I've downloaded some cool assets from the marketplace. How do I put it all together?
That's the beauty of Unreal Engine. It's all designed to work together seamlessly. You just import your assets, bring in your MetaHumans, and start building your scene.
And then boom, you've got like a virtual movie set ready to go.
Exactly. And you can control everything, the lighting, the camera angles, you name it.
Okay, see, this is what blows my mind. You can literally create anything you can imagine.
And that's not even an exaggeration. The creative possibilities are truly limitless.
It's almost overwhelming though, right? Like for someone just starting out, it might be a little intimidating. Where do you even begin?
I think the best advice for beginners is just to dive in and start experimenting. Don't be afraid to play around with the tools, see what you can create. There are tons of tutorials out there.
Yeah, like David Bittorf's tutorial. We should probably mention that again.
Yes. Definitely check out his tutorial. It's a great introduction to MetaHuman and Unreal Engine.
All right, so we've got the tools, we've got the resources, but let's talk inspiration. What are some of the coolest things you've seen people create with MetaHuman so far?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's so much amazing stuff out there. Have you seen any of those virtual fashion shows they're doing with MetaHuman?
Oh, yeah. Those are pretty wild. It's like being at an actual fashion show, but everything's digital.
Right. And the models look so realistic. It's crazy how far this technology has come. But you know what else is cool about MetaHuman? It's not just being used for like flashy stuff like that. People are using it for education too.
Oh, really? Like how?
Well, I read about this museum that's using MetaHumans to create virtual tour guides. Visitors can interact with these digital guides, ask them questions about the exhibits.
No way. That's actually brilliant.
It is really cool. And think about the possibilities there. You could have MetaHuman tour guides who speak different languages, so they could cater to a global audience.
Or you could even have historical figures as your tour guides. Imagine learning about ancient Egypt from a MetaHuman Cleopatra.
See. Endless possibilities. But okay, we need to talk about the elephant in the room here.
Which is?
The ethical side of all this.
Right, right. It's easy to get caught up in the, whoa, cool tech, but there are some bigger questions here, aren't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or, you know.
It could be misused.
Exactly. And when you're talking about creating something that looks and sounds so real.
It kind of blurs the lines a bit.
Right? It does. And that's where things get tricky. We have to start thinking about how to use this technology responsibly.
Yeah.
How to make sure it's not used to deceive or manipulate.
Like deepfakes and things like that.
Exactly. It's a whole new world of potential problems that we need to be aware of.
And it makes you think about the nature of creativity too, doesn't it? I mean, if a computer program can create something that looks and feels real, what does that mean for human artists?
That's a big one. It's a question a lot of people are grappling with. But I think at the end of the day, human creativity is still what drives this technology.
Mm, totally. The tools are amazing, but it's still up to us to use them in interesting and meaningful ways.
Exactly. And to make sure we're using them ethically and responsibly, it's a conversation we need to keep having.
For sure. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. MetaHuman, Unreal Engine. We've covered a lot of ground.
We really have. From the nitty-gritty technical stuff to the big picture philosophical questions.
And I gotta say, I'm even more excited about the future of this technology now than I was before.
Me too. Who knows what incredible things people will create?
It's gonna be wild.
Absolutely wild.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. But before we go, I wanted to remind everyone to check out our show notes for links to all the resources we mentioned, including David Bittorf's awesome YouTube tutorial.
It's a great place to start if you're ready to jump in and start creating your own MetaHumans.
And if you do create something awesome, be sure to share it with us online. We'd love to see what you come up with. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep on diving deep.